it was a really stupid decision, you know, to move to the CrossFit, you know.
This interview will be honestly one of the craziest ones that we've ever done. So the first part of the interview is recorded 3 weeks ago. The interview is already crazy, but the second part gets even crazier. So like after laying in hospital for 2 weeks because of really serious stuff, he decided to throw around everything and explains why. Yo Gorillas, welcome to the next episode of the Athlete Insider Podcast by Gornation. My name is Phil, and today we have a special guest, a really special guest, somebody who I know since 2015. I saw you at the King of the Bar competition at the FIBO in Cologne, and you totally destroyed everyone. And
it was good time, you know.
It was a freestyle competition even. So like most of you and most of the people out there, the listeners will probably know you for like your sets, your weighted skills, like stuff like that. But like back then you were like doing freestyle, and it's like crazy. We will get into this topic afterwards. But somebody who really inspires hundreds of thousands of people online, like a Ukrainian workout beast, a legend for a lot of people. And I'm really happy to have you here, Vadim Olejnik from Ukraine.
Thank you, brother. I really appreciate to join a podcast with you. You know, so it's a pleasure to answer some interesting questions of Gornation community. So I'm up to everything.
Nice. Let's go. So how do you present yourself to somebody who doesn't know you? Like, do you say, yeah, hi, I'm 50 kilo muscle up man? Or like, how do you present yourself?
I never represent myself as a big guy, you know, I don't know, as a popular, as a star, as a strong, whatever, you know, never. I don't like it, you know, I always staying humble. Those who wanna know me, they can just writing down my name in YouTube or wherever they want, you know, and then they can check like all the information, you know. I never represent myself like, you know, like a star, you know, like I'm the best or whatever, you know, never, because there's no point for me when I'm rich, everything, you know, like in calisthenics, I think I reach all I want, all I was wishing before at my beginning, you know, because right now I'm like, I'm moving more into the CrossFit, you know, because it's something new, it's more challenging for me, you know, and because in calisthenics, I was able to do all, you know, like all, not all the stuff that the people want me to do, all the stuff that I was wishing before, you know, so, and that's actually why I decided to try something new, you know, because it becomes so boring, you know, like you have 1,000 variation of pull-ups, 1,000 variation of push-ups, dips, whatever, you know, but still it's pull-up and it's push-ups and it's dips. It doesn't matter how you do it, you know, still it's the same movement, you know, so it become a bit boring for me, you know, and when I was able to do like all I want, so then I decide, okay, I think it's enough and I have to try something new. And it was CrossFit, because CrossFit was made for the special force, you know, like for the people that was working in a special force to have like a good condition, a good strength, a good endurance power, like to be able to do everything, you know. So what can I say about the CrossFit? It makes me stronger in total, you know. So because I'm receiving a lot of messages from the people, why you are moving to the CrossFit, why you are making, keeping muscle ups if you're able to do 50 kg muscle ups or whatever, you know. And like, to be honest, I won't say anything bad about those people, you know, but these people, they're stupid as fuck, you know. You know why? Because they don't understand why I'm doing this kind of things. For example, you have a Metcon, you know, like, in CrossFit, you call it Metcon complex, like whatever. And you have to complete it in time as fast as possible. It's impossible to complete it with the strict form, you know. You have to do it with the keeping, you know. So that's like, of course, I have also weighted trainings, weighted sessions, strict form, like everything. And the main thing, the CrossFit makes me stronger even in calisthenics. So like the stuff I was doing before, only in calisthenics, right now, I can make it like this much easier, you know, because my body is recovering from the stuff I was doing for many years, you know. So let's say for 17 years, I was doing muscle ups, pull ups, strong lever, like all the stuff, you know. And right now, like, I'm working to be more complete, you know, like, so I'm doing everything, like everything, running, swimming, I don't know, rowing, like, I don't know, bro, like whatever, like everything, you know, and it really helps me, you know. So I would like to say I representing myself as just Vadim Olenik, you know, and that's it, you know. Nothing else, just Vadim Olenik, you know. So if you know me, so then you know me. If you don't know me, so then you can check me, you know. So that's it, you know. But I think the people that are representing themselves as the best, the strongest, the, I don't know, like the stars, whatever, it's not humble. It's not good, you know. I mean, I'm not judging anyone, you know. It's their life, their decision, you know, but it's not for me, you know.
Okay, like something that jumps into my mind, in your bio, in your Instagram bio, there's written a strongest calisthenics athlete in the world.
Yes.
How does it fit together for you?
It was more like marketing, you know. Mm-hmm. It was like more for the social media to make more sales, to make more, like, just the marketing, you know. But I cannot say it's not true. So if somebody have something to say to me about it, you know, to discuss it with me. So if I come wherever, you know, to the people that are saying shit about it, so then I can prove it, you know. There is the people that, of course, that can pull more than me, you know, because I'm not working more than 80 kg for the dips, for the pull-ups, you know, but I'm doing this weight for the 200, for the 300 reps, you know. They can say, like, you know, that I'm not the strongest, but I'm able to do everything, you know. I'm calling myself the strongest because I'm the most complete athlete in calisthenics right now. Even right now, without training the calisthenics, the level I was putting in, the supersets plus 20 kg, the muscle ups plus 50 kg, I don't know, like whatever, you know, the people can check my Instagram, you know, there's everything that I did, you know, and nobody reached it till now. Nobody. I won't say like that I'm the best, you know, no, just go and reach it, prove it that you're better than me, you know, so that's it, you know, just prove it that you're better than me, you know, then it's over, you know, so hats off, you know, hands up, you know, and that's it, you know, so like, because I was doing everything, you know, I was able to do, I don't know, one arm pull-ups, I don't know, front lever pull-ups, like everything, you know. It's not because I was training the elements, you know, or I was completely training weighted sets or just weight. No, I was training everything, you know. That's actually why it took me 17 years to reach my level, you know. And like in total, my training experience is 22 years, you know. So like since 4 years old, you know. And like, it's a part of my life. And if somebody have something to say to me, so they can say, and I can prove, this is the thing. I can prove my words, you know? So if, you know, nobody was writing me something about it, you know, nobody, you know, they're just saying behind my back that Vadim is using steroids, Vadim is piece of shit, Vadim is this, bro. You know, there is a one short meaning that dogs are barking and the caravan is still moving. They can bark behind my back. I give a fuck about it, you know. I give a fuck about it. You know why? Because I know what I'm doing and I know why I'm doing it, you know. At my beginning in calisthenics, everyone was against me. Everyone was saying shit about me. Everyone was saying that, Vadim, you will never reach something in this shitty sport, you know, because this sport is not Olympic sport. It's not professional sport. It's just from the street, you know. It's just a, like, underground shit, you know. And everyone was against me. And right now, all the people that was against me, they come and they say, Vadim, bro, how you reach it? How you get there, bro? Like, what the fuck? It's crazy, blah, 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 blah. I said, like, yeah, of course, bro. It's just hard work, you know? Hard work pays off, you know? That's it. So I give a fuck about the people, and they will watch this video, you know? I know they're gonna watch this video, bro, for sure, because they watch everything and they hate it. But they're not gonna hate it, like, into my face, into my eyes, you know? They're gonna hate it behind my back, you know? This is the main thing. I never hate anybody, bro. Anybody in calisthenics, in the world calisthenics community, you know? Because it will spread like in a second, you know? Vadim is talking shit about everyone, you know? So he is a piece of shit, you know? So it's like, bam, second, you know? So that's actually why, like, I think, all right, I have my people. I have my people around the world. Like, I think they are the best athletes, you know? They're, for real, they're the best athletes, and I really respect them, you know? For example, it's Ruslan Saibov, Max True, Vitaly Feshchuk, Evgeny Shcherbina, Adam Rowe, like, honey, like, I know everyone, you know, and everyone knows me, you know. So we're trying to support each other, you know, we're trying to motivate each other, we're trying to do something together, we're trying to organize some events, which, like, that's actually why I'm traveling and making the workshop, I'm joining the competition and making the masterclass, like, everything. To show people what is the real way to train calisthenics. It's not just static, it's not just dynamic, it's not just trends. You have to be complete, you know? You have to be complete, you have to work on everything. That's actually why I was moving to the CrossFit, you know? Because it's something new that will make me more strong, you know? Because I was not moving from calisthenics, for example, I don't know, to dancing or just to running, you know? I was moving from the hardest shit to the hardest shit, you know, so that's it, you know. Yeah, so like this.
Like, something that I really admire about you is your mindset, because, like, everybody who has seen you doing a set, you see that you really, that you bite through the pain, that you really, like, you must have an incredible mindset. And it shows for me also, like, when you talk about your haters, when you talk about, like, negative comments, etc., like, how did you develop to this mindset? Was it always like this?
It was from childhood, you know, because my grandfather was growing me as a man, you know, like, you have to go through everything. Because you have to know how to protect your family, how to protect your girlfriend, how to protect your friends. You have to be a man, you know? You have to be a man. Like, how the fuck you can call yourself as a man if you're giving up when you're getting pain, you know? When you get into the pain in your trainings. But, bro, if you're not getting into the pain on your trainings, how the fuck you want to reach a progress? Like, how the fuck you want, I don't know, you want to be the best, for example, you know? Every day right now, I'm die. Like, in the morning, I'm die on my training. Then I go to the doctor. Then I die on my doctor because he's making me, like, some so fucking strange shit, you know, that's fucking painful, you know? Then I back to my training again. Then I have a stretching with a girl that makes me a stretching. And I'm dying from the fucking stretching and mobility. And then I go home, then I have to do injection, you know, for my joints, for my tendons, for everything, because I'm recovering right now. Because, like, in Ukraine, it's quarantine, and I don't know when it will over, you know. So, like, I'm deciding if I'm not traveling right now, so, like, I will focusing to recover myself, you know, because I never did some massages, you know, like, therapy, like, whatever, you know. So right now, focusing more on the recovering myself, and yeah, it, like, you know, you just, I always saying one thing to everyone: if you're giving up once, you will give up till the rest of your life. Like, you know, for me, my mind never stopped, you know, like, my body's died. For the other people, the body is dying before their minds die. So what it mean? For example, you did 10 pull-ups and your mind say to yourself, you know, maybe I'm tired, you know. And then your body is getting the signal from your mind, okay, I'm tired, so it's over. My mind is not working like this until I'm done with everything. It doesn't matter how I feel, doesn't matter how I die, but mostly of the time, my body is dying before my mind. Like I'm getting cramps, I'm getting like, you know, like I'm getting fucked after the training, you know, like every day, like 6 days a week. And in a rest day on the Sunday, I'm doing some, I don't know, like cardio, like an active recovery, you know. So like, it looks like this, like you just have to prove not to others, you know, you have to prove to yourself first, because the only competitor that you have, it's yourself. Every day you have to wake up, every day you have to cook, every day you have to train, every day you have to work, every day you have to do the stuff, you know. And if you're not motivated, you know, so it's impossible to do it. It's possible, but you're not going to enjoy the journey, you know. And the main thing in calisthenics, in every sport, it's to love what you do, you know. Because if you're not loving what you do, so then it's over, you know, then it's over for real. But because like, how the fuck, like you can do the thing that you really hate, you know, like you came to the training and say, fuck it, you know, I want to train. I don't like it. I don't want, like, whatever, you know. So you're not going to train. You're not going to get the progress, you know. But if you really like it, you know, I'm still fighting with the one thing because I cannot control it, you know. I cannot control the pain. When I will reach the level when I'll be able to control the pain, then it will be like something huge, you know. Because after this, you know, you can do like incredible stuff. You can go through the pain. I mean, I can go through the pain right now, but it hurts as fuck, you know, like, you know, it hurts. But when you will enjoy the pain, when you can control the pain, then it's like something new, you know?
Okay, and do you sometimes have trainings where you're not motivated? Like, do you also have these moments where you don't want to work out?
You know, like, to be honest, bro, I'm not motivated at all for my trainings, you know? Like, right now, I'm not motivated at all. Like, if I have a chance, you know, to do like something else right now, you know, I don't know if I change or not, but mostly of the time I'm not motivated. You know, of course there's the days when I feel good, when I'm like enjoying, you know, but mostly of the time, like, I just know that I have to do it, you know, and that it, I just have to go and I just have to do the stuff, and then I have to go out, you know, and then like I'm, even if I'm not completing the training like for 100%, you know, because if you have some problems, if you have some shit in your mind, you cannot train for 100%, you know. Your mind has to be totally clean, you know, without any shit inside. Because if you got some shit inside your mind, you know, like, it's hard, you know. When my father's died, like, 1 year ago, bro, for the, like, to be honest, for the 4 months, I was out of everything. Every day I was training. But you can imagine how hard it was for me. Like, it was almost impossible, you know. I just came. I had no power. I had no strength. I had nothing, you know. And I was continuing training. Because here, somewhere in my mind, I was understanding there's two ways. I can drink, I can use some drugs, I can smoke, I can, like, you know, whatever. Because it was so hard. You know, family for me means, like, it means everything. Maybe for some people, they're giving a fuck about their family, you know. But for me, family is everything, you know. It always was everything for me. And, like, when my father's died, like, I understand, oh, my God, it's, like, it's really hard for real, you know. Like, I cannot handle it, you know. And it was the moment when I deciding if my father's looking at me like from the upstairs, you know. So he was like, he would like to say, you have to continue to grow yourself, you know, to not go down, you know, to not get into the depression, you know, to not get into the some shit. You have to continue grinding, you know. And that's actually what I did. And that's actually what I'm doing right now, you know. People, I mean, they will always have a choices, you know, to go to train or to drink a beer, you know, for example, whatever, you know, to make the money or to work for somebody till the rest of their life, you know. So the people, they always have a choice. The only thing, the choice is up on you, you know.
Wow, crazy. That's like intense and like something that I would be interested in. How does your day look like? Like you like we talked today. You did two workouts, as I understood. Like how does your bro, normal like, day
look like? In the morning when I'm awake, so I'm doing like my morning stuff. For example, I make a boiled water, like not boiled, just warm water with a piece of lemon with a one spoon of honey. So I mix it, drinking to activate my body after the night, after the sleeping. Then I'm making the coffee with the lemon, with the honey. Also maybe with the coconut oil if I have it. If not, so just lemon and honey. Then I'm eating a piece of ginger. Then I swallow the piece of garlic. And then I'm eating two small spoons of bee bread, and then I'm cooking the breakfast, like oatmeal with the different kind of seeds, with the honey, with the peanut butter. Yeah, then I'm drinking all the vitamins. Then I'm going to my first training. So like 1 hour, it's my like I'm doing foam rolling, warm up, like a bit of mobility. Then I start my first training. Then I'm going to the doctor, like to my therapist, like kinesiotherapist. So for 1 hour, then I'm going to eat. Then I'm going to the second training. Then I'm trained. Then the girl that make me a stretching and mobility. So I'm doing the stretching and mobility. Then I'm going home. Then I'm making all the things at, like before I'm going to sleep. So like injection to recover my joints, to recover my tendons, to recover like all my injuries, because I have a lot of trigger points on my body. I mean, also I'm doing, I have some work, I have some stuff to do. So like, you know, I mean, but most of the time from the morning till the evening, it's a hard time for me, you know, surviving time, you know, like I will say.
So you put yourself through a lot of pain during the day.
I'm just start enjoying it, you know.
And what is your goal right now? Like what is your goal for this year, for example?
For this year, I just want to recover myself from all the injuries that I've got before in my past, you know, and just, you know, just to continue training, just to improve myself, you know, like this is the main goal. I hope the quarantine will over soon so I can travel again, you know, but right now till the 31 of July, like, there's a quarantine in Ukraine because the amount of the sick people with coronavirus is growing in Ukraine, you know?
Mm. Okay. Nice. Like, so what is your job right now? Like, how do you, what do you say to someone? What is your job?
actually, bro, I have a different ones, you know? Like,
okay.
Yeah, like a different one, but most of the people, they know that I'm just I have an app, I have my manager that are managing all the stuff for me, like the workshops, like the money from the app. Right now we are opening our clothing shop. We are putting more athletes into our app to make it bigger. So like, I mean, this is the thing that the people should know, you know. The rest of the stuff, they don't need to know, you know. Okay. they just don't need to know it, you know.
Okay.
I'm just a simple Vadim Olenik, you know, and that's it, you know.
Okay. Nice. Like something that the community asked, what are the questions that you the mistakes that you see other people doing in calisthenics?
You know, I'm like, while my travelings, the workshop that I did before, you know, like I always trying to explain people, they have to focusing to be more complete. You know, of course, it will take more time to gain muscles, to gain strength, to gain like whatever, you know, they want. But they have to focus to be more complete, because the biggest problem right now, they make a circus from the calisthenics. You know, before, like, for example, back to 2015 on the King of the Bar, bro, you remember there was this so fucking strength, you know, there was a lot of strength, there was a lot of power, like brutal power, you know. And right now they're just fucking flying, you know, they're just making the acrobatics, they're just making dynamic, you know, and just static. There is no power. The guys that are competing on the world championship, bro, they're not able to do straight muscle with the straight form, you know. Bro, how the fuck, like, what's going on? You know, for me, it's just impossible, you know. Like, how the fuck you can, like, if you don't know how to do the perfect muscle up, how the fuck you can compete on the world championship in calisthenics, you know? So right now, the biggest mistake of the people, because they are focusing not on the strengths, they are focusing on the fly, on the static, and that it, you know, that's actually why 95% of the people that are competing on the competition right now, they are teeny as fuck without any muscles, and they are short, you know, like, so this is, I mean, I won't say anything bad about those people, you know, they're good, they are like, they're doing crazy shit, you know, but it's not the way I did it, you know, and I don't like this way, you know, like, for me, the biggest point, it was to be strong and big, you know, when you go to compete and the people, they just check, bro. When I was competing on the King of the Bar, bro, I was fucking 90 kg, bro. Fucking 90 kg. Can you imagine it, you know? Fuck, bro. Like, I was, yeah, back to that time, I was giving a fuck about the diet. I was eating everything, you know, and as much as I want, you know. And I was like this, if you remember me, you know. Yeah. I was like this for real, you know. And the people, you know, like, for the people, it's more interesting if you're huge, if you're big and you're strong, you know, then it's more interesting. And right now, I'm not gonna compete in calisthenics, you know, because it makes no sense for me. And like, the thing I'm watching, like, the competitions around the world, I don't like it, you know. Like, you compete at the world championship and you get just a fucking cup and a pair of socks, bro. Like, what the hell? You know, you have to pay for your flight. You have to pay for your hotel. You have to pay for to compete. And then, like, you have to prepare yourself for the competition, you know. And for me, I'm not preparing myself just to go to compete and to lose. I'm preparing myself to win. And if I want to win, so I have to hold my diet, so it's expensive food, it's expensive supplements, it's my time, it's my, like, dedication, my passion, my, like, everything, you know. I have to put a lot of effort in it to make it happen, you know, and then I have to fucking pay for it, you know, and then I'm receiving a fucking cup and a fucking pair of socks. What the hell, bro? Like, for real, what the hell, you know? They're just kidding on me, you know? When they was inviting, bro, come compete, you know, we really love you, you know, come. I say, like, bro, if you want to see me competing, then, like, I have to understand why I'm competing and what I can get from the competition, you know, because, bro, I get a lot of injuries, and right now I pay a lot of money to recover myself from it, you know. And if I'm not getting everything and I'm just get injured from the competition, the pair of socks, of course I can wear these socks and I can say, you know, bro, I get these socks from the world championship, you know, they're so fucking cool, you know, and probably they cost like $10,000, you know, but I'm not sure, you know, you can check them in the store and they will cost like fucking 10 euros, you know. And then it's like over, you know. So back to 2011, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, No, 16. 16, it was already bullshit, you know? Because we did the Bar Wars with the Evgeny Shcherbina, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. But 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, it was cool. You know, they was taking care of the athletes, you know? At least they cover everything, you know, and you come and you're competing, you know? And when you win, so you get sponsored, for example, for the next trip or whatever, you know? So it has some sense, but right now, nothing at all. For example, I have a coach from the CrossFit, you know, like I really respect him. And for me, he is the best. I mean, he is the best in Ukraine and he is one of the top athletes from around all over the world. He was the first guy that was representing Ukraine on the CrossFit Games, you know. So, and he's saying, you have to start competing in Ukraine. And I'm saying, for me, it makes no sense to kill myself just, I don't know, to win $100. Bro, like, fuck, I'm spending more during the fucking day, you know, with all the therapies, like the doctors, the food, like everything, you know. So, like, right now, like, the main goal for me, I really would like to compete on the CrossFit Games, you know. But I know it's not easy and I have to take off my glasses, you know, that, all right, 1 year and I'm going to be on the CrossFit Games. No, it's not going to work like this. You have to work hard consistently, you know. You have to improve yourself. You have to work hard, you know, to get results, you know. And it takes some time. So right now I'm focusing on my health, to improving all the problems that I've got before and to recover myself, to improving myself. And I'm still continue making a lot of workshops around the world, you know, because I'm still able to do everything, you know, that I did before, even much better. So, because if I'm not posting the videos about the calisthenics, you know, or whatever, because the last months it was so busy, so I was not posting anything on my social media, you know.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean that I'm stopped training, that I'm not improving myself, bro. I work hard as hell. The people cannot even imagine how hard I'm working right now, you know. Because if I'm not posting, it doesn't mean that I stop and that I get fucked, you know. Bro, I'm still improving myself. And when quarantine is over and when I will travel, like when I'll be able to travel again, they will see. I won't say anything, you know. I won't say anything. I never said anything. I just showed the results, you know. Before everyone saying me, bro, 50 kg muscle up, you're fucking stupid, you're fucking bastard, you know, like, how the fuck it's possible? But when I did 30 minutes MO with the 30 reps of 50 kg muscle, everyone said, bro, you're using steroids, you know, but they're not paying attention that I was training, like, bro, from 4 years old, you know, from fucking 4 years old. Right now I'm 25, you know, in 21 of July I will cross 26, you know, but bro, 22 years I was training. Show me, like, even Zev Zaccavelli, how long he's training. And I was not training only calisthenics. Firstly, I was training sambo. Then I was mixing calisthenics and sambo. Then I went out from sambo. Then I was focusing on calisthenics. And then I was adding the powerlifting. I mean, back squats, front squat, deadlift, like, whatever. Then there was, like, more trainings with the rubbers, with the bikes, with the swimming, with the running, with everything. Like, for me, it was, like, to kill myself, it become a habit, you know? Like a daily habit, you know. So, like, to die, yeah, that's like the motto, like my motto, you know, that people always using. I live to die and I die to feel alive, you know. So you die on your training and after you feel alive, and then you wanna die again, you know, because it makes you alive. So this is how it works for me, you know.
Wow. So, like, you talked about a topic that also, like, the community asked, Sally asked on YouTube, did you ever take steroids? And you already said, like, two times that it's something that people often ask you. Do you know where it comes from? And do you have an answer to these people?
Yeah, of course. Firstly, it was like a gynecomastia from my right chest.
Mm-hmm.
I've got it from 12 years old because of the disbalance of my hormones, you know, of the estrogen and testosterone. And I went to the doctor and he's saying me like, when you cross 18 or 20, it will go out, you know, but it doesn't. And I have to make a surgery. It's not because I was using steroids like at 12 years old, you know.
We're back from the last interview. I think 3 weeks passed since then, different location, different setting right now. And I think a lot of stuff happened in your life, like weird stuff, like maybe the people saw on social media. And I'm happy to have you here back, Vadim. So yeah, do you want to tell us what happened? What's your current state?
Because of my high intensity trainings in CrossFit, I went into overtraining. My muscles get into the overuse and it stopped working. So the even basic moves like pull-ups, push-ups, like everything becomes so complicated for me because my muscles is not working, you know? I mean, in that moment. So then I went to my therapist and he said, you have a lot of triggers, you have a lot of problems with your muscles, but he cannot check my health from the inside. And then I went to the best sport doctor that are providing like professional boxers, like professional athletes in Ukraine. And she based in Odessa. So I went to her. And she's saying you have to do a blood test, you have to do like the whole test of your body, heart, your internal organs, like everything. So I went to the hospital, I did like the whole test of my body, of my blood, of my organs, of everything. And the situation was really, really bad. So I stay in the hospital for almost 2 weeks with a very bad health position because I was killing myself for many years. It's already more than 21 years, almost 22, because tomorrow I have a birthday, so tomorrow I will have like 26 years.
Nice.
And since 4 years old, I was training so hard. And I had no trainers, I had no coaches, I had no doctors, I had no therapists, like nothing. So I was just killing myself, you know. And everyone in the world, they in calisthenics community, everyone knows how hard I work. I just die on my trainings, you know. And why everything was happening to me? Because of my stupid mentality, you know. I say to myself, I can, I will, and it doesn't matter how hard it is, how long it's going to take me, like whatever. I'm just going to do it, you know? And it was the problem because here I was ready for whatever, you know? But my body is not, you know? As I said before, in the last hour talking, I said, firstly, for most of the people, bodies die, your muscles die, and then it sent you a signal to your mind, it's over, I'm tired, I cannot continue anymore, like, and then like it's over, so you stop training because firstly your muscles stop working. For most of the people, for me, my mind is never stopped working and my muscles continue because my mind is want to continue, you know. So here, if you're not tired here, if you're strong mentally, so your body will follow you, you know. And that's actually why, if you have this kind of mentality, you have to take a rest. You should have a team of smart people that will providing your health, like everything what you're doing. It has to be provided by professional people, by therapists, by doctor, by your team, you know. And I didn't have a team like till now, you know, till now when I went to hospital and they say, if you will continue for the next 6 months like this, you can die. Like you can die, bro. Like you can you imagine, you know, when the people they say me, you know, if you will continue training with that high intensity, like for another 6 months, you're like, you can die, because the shit that I've got, it calls rhabdomyolysis, rhabdo. This is the problem of CrossFit athletes, because you're just doing a lot, you know, without any rest, you know. And I went to the elite level for in 1 year, bro. For other people, it takes years, 5, 10, 15, 20, like years, you know. It's the same thing if I said to somebody, you know, you have to reach my level in 1 year, you know. So, like, it's kind of weird, you know, because I went there, you know, to the elite level, but I was living at the gym, bro, from the morning till the evening. I was training. For example, in the morning, it was weightlifting session, some cardio metcons. Then I took some rest for the 2-3 hours. And then there was, for example, another 2-3 metcons, you know. And between, you have to stretch, you have to roll, you have to do mobility, you have to do stretching, you have to recover yourself, you have to visit therapist, you have to eat clean, you know, like there is so many things, you know. And the problem was, everything was new for me, because CrossFit was new for me, you know. And it took me some time to adapt myself for this kind of training, you know, because it's a high intensity work. You have to breathe, you know. You have to breathe, you have to do everything so fast, you're sweating a lot, so everything is going out of your body with the sweat, you know. And so everything went out of my body, you know. That's why I got the cramp from my internal organs, you know. So I cannot stand, I can't do anything, I cannot eat, I cannot drink, I cannot do anything because of the cramps from the inside. Like sometimes you get the cramps from your core if you overuse, you know, with some core exercises, but it was like another shit, you know. It was something, it was worse, you know. And after the whole test of my body, I decided, it was hard decision for me, you know, because I said to myself, I want to compete at the CrossFit Games, I want to become like a good athlete and all that stuff. But right now I understand, like, it was a really stupid decision, you know, to move to the CrossFit, you know, because I won't say that I'm the best or whatever. No, I just want to say that calisthenics, it's my life. This is the things that gives me everything in my life. Traveling, friends, body, strength. I don't know. I met a lot of good people, you know. I have an amazing team I'm working with right now, you know. I have everything in my life because of calisthenics, you know. And I don't know why I moved to the CrossFit. I mean, I kind of know why, because I say to myself, why? I can. Like, I always can. There is nothing that I can, you know. And it was the reason why I moved there and I stopped training calisthenics, you know. But right now I understand, this is my life, this is the thing that I really love to do, you know. And I'm not gonna back to the CrossFit, I'm not gonna compete at the CrossFit, I'm not gonna do CrossFit anymore, you know, because the main priority in my life is to stay healthy, you know, because I want to have a family, I want to have a kids, I want to travel, I want to enjoy my life, you know. And I was training calisthenics for many years, you know, so nothing is done, you know, because the people already, I'm receiving a lot of messages from the people. They're saying, you know, Vadim, I think it's over with you. Like, you're gone with the calisthenics, you know. Right now, from today, bro, from today, my power is, today is like a big day for me, you know, because the power is back to me, you know. My power, like, everything is back to me, you know. And I'm so fucking proud of it, you know, because after I went from the hospital, you know,
So I decided to go to my training, you know, to try to do at least something, you know. And bro, I couldn't do even like even one muscle up plus 10 kg, bro. Like even one muscle up plus 10 kg. Like mentally, I was dying. Like you can imagine how hard it was for me when I was doing like 30 minutes MM plus 50 kg, you know, like just nothing, you know, like everything was like the strength was unbelievable, you know. And back to the time when I was at the gym and I couldn't do even one muscle up plus 10 kg, it was like I went like to depression, you know, because that's why like I was not like I was not available on my social media, you know. I was not posting anything, you know, because I was it was really really bad and hard times, you know, and I was alone, and it every day it was just killing me, you know, because I understood that if I will continue training, so everything become worse. And a lot of doctors, they saying, Vadim, you cannot train, it's over, you have to understand, you have to find another passion, you have to find another things to train, you have to, I don't know, find a girlfriend, build a family, work on your business, like whatever, but you cannot train, bro. Like I said, you know, the life can take everything from me, house, money, clothing, friends, everything, but nobody can take my passion out of me. Nobody, never. I can stay naked outside on the street, but I'm gonna rise like 1,000 times if it needed, you know. And like no one can take it from me, like it's impossible. And I right now I'm training, you know, every day I'm training, every day I work on myself, every day I'm improving myself, you know. And I give a fuck what they saying me that Vadim, you cannot train, it's over, bro. I give a fuck to all of them, you know. I will never stop doing the things that I really love, that I really enjoy, that gives me everything in my life, you know. Yes, I understand that I did mistake. For the people that are following me, you know, for the my community, for the my people, I saying sorry because I did mistake, and I take it, you know, and I take it like a man that I did it. But I understand, and right now I change everything, you know. I'm start doing calisthenics again the way I did it before. And again, I will make the workshops, I will judge the competitions, I will train people, I will teach them, I will give everything to my community, because my community was staying with me when I did the biggest mistake in my life, you know. They're not leaving me. My people were staying with me, and they saying, what if Vadim went to the CrossFit? So it's his life and his decision, you know. They were supporting me, you know, even when I was out of calisthenics for the almost 1 year. In October, like it's supposed to be 1 year of CrossFit, you know, without calisthenics. But right now I'm back and they are mad, you know, because the haters, they was happy that I'm out and they can reach everything and they can become stronger than me, like whatever. But bro, I'm back. You can imagine how hard I work right now. Like only he is watching me, you know. Only he is watching me, and only he is know how hard I work. I kicking my ass every fucking day right now, you know, to get back everything that I had before, and even to reach more, you know. So there was not even one injury in my life that was putting me on my knees, that I cannot stand on my legs, you know, not even one. I was laying on my bed for 2 months that I cannot stand. My father puts me on his shoulder to bring, and he brings me to the toilet because I couldn't walk, you know. And there was so many. And right now it's just a new chapter in my life, you know. And I'm ready to take it, and I will improve myself, because right now I will take care of my health much more than before, because I'm a machine. I'm able to do everything, but it's not true. No one is a machine, and everyone has a limit of their, like, energy, you know, it's like a battery, you know, if you're not going to charge your phone, it's not going to work, you know. For example, I put my phone just into the water, you know, and it gets even worse, you know. So this is what I did to myself, you know. I just kill myself, like I just kill myself without no there was no doubts. I just kill myself, you know. And when I was laying at the hospital, I understood that right now I have to change something in my life, because if I will continue the way I did before, I'm not gonna cross 30, you know. I'm not gonna cross 30 years.
What are your learnings? Like, what can you give to the community as an advice?
To train smart, to not killing yourself, you know, because like, and I go to do this, I'm not die or whatever, you know. I was. Representing myself like a psycho, but it makes no sense. You have to train smart. For example, 1 week you're training hard, another week you have the loaded week. Then, for example, you train at the 50%. You know, like every time you have to change. You know, you cannot work like at 100% every day. It's impossible. I mean, it's possible. But then you will get the shit that I've got, you know, right now. And guys, you have to think about your future, not about tomorrow, about your future, you know, because you have to stay healthy. You have to feel good, you know, and you have to train till the rest of your life if you really like it, you know, and you have to do it. And if you have to do it, so then you have to rethinking about the stuff you are doing, you know, because everyone has their battery, you know, and battery can like the battery can over, you know, if you're not gonna charge it, and then you will get a lot of problems with your health, you know, and some of these problems you cannot recover, you know, even with a lot of money. So just think about it and implement some recovery things in your life, like therapies, like swimming, I don't know, like do some blood tests every 2-3 months. Try to eat healthy, because it's very, very important. And right now, like my diet looks totally different. I'm eating perfectly clean, only good food, like nothing bad at all. Like if I was eating clean even before, you know, but right now eating clean, it's like a different level for me, you know, of eating clean. And I'm continue training, but smart. I just totally changed my training system right now, you know, and I'm working on it. So probably it will take me another maybe 1 month, you know, but I will share it with the people. We will implementing it into our app. So the new system should be available like maybe in the next months. So this system will give to the people a lot of new benefits to stay healthy. The main thing to improve their self, like their muscles, their physique, their strength, endurance, like everything, you know. But from the healthy position, you know, not just with the killing yourself, you know, the way I did it before. I mean, you can kill yourself, but if you kill yourself smartly, then it will give you much more benefits, you know. If you will have like stupid mentality and you just do a lot of things, you have to do it smart, because we have only one life. And the God give us only one life, one health. And I understand, you know, when your health is fucked, and you can't do anything, you know. No one is with you. No one, brother, no one. Everyone gives a fuck about you. And I really understand it, you know. And it's really bad, you know. And it's so fucking sad. When I was laying there, bro, no one is calling me to ask me, Vadim, how are you? What's going on? What's happening, you know? Only my team, Dejan, Julian, my manager, my teammate, they was asking me, Vadim, bro, what's happening? You need the help. You need this. My team, bro, only two people, you know? I understand that the only option is to train hard but smart, to stay healthy, because if you will kill yourself, then everything is over. And for me, my health, it's everything for me. It's my travels, it's my workshops, it's my, for example, masterclass, judging, whatever. I mean, everything is connected to my health. And if my health is fucked, so my life is fucked, you know, it's over. And when they were saying me, like, Vadim, you know, like, with the rhabdomyolysis, with the rhabdo, you cannot train hard, you cannot train, like, with the high intensity, you cannot use a lot of stuff in your life, like, for example, bicycle, swimming, like, you know, to enjoy my life. And I understand I have to recover myself. I have to recover myself, and I will recover myself, you know. There is no doubts about it, you know. Not even one, you know. So the only thing I want to share to the people, that they have to understand they have only one life, and they should have a family, they should have a kids, they have to travel, they have to enjoy their life, and they have to train. But right now, of course, I'm going to do 60 kg muscle up, I'm going to reach like new goals, like everything, but right now it will be much smarter, you know, with so many changing in my life.
Wow, crazy. So let's talk about your goals. Like, do you already know where you want to go, or are you like just in the recovery phase and like finding to yourself, or like do you already know what is your goal for 2020 now with the experience that you had in the last weeks?
I'm right now, recovery, it's a part of my life. You know, it's not just right now. It become a part of my life. I will train, I will recover. I will train, I will recover. So it's like 50-50, you know, because without recovery, you cannot train. Without training, you don't need to recover. So it's like 50-50, you know. And it's like people saying, you know, the six-pack are made in the kitchen, you know. The same thing with the training. You cannot improve if you're not recovering, you know, because your battery is going to, like, it will be like lower, you know, if you're not charged, you know. So recovery is like, right from now, it's a part of my life. And about the goals, you know, my goals about the travelings for 2020, like, there is no goals, you know, because I don't know when I'll be able to travel outside of my country, you know. And actually, right now, it's the longest time when I'm staying in Ukraine, you know. Because like every time I was traveling, like every month, every second month, I was traveling like everywhere, you know. And right now I cannot, and I'm just staying in Ukraine, dream home, beach, like whatever, you know. But still, you know, it become a bit boring. So about traveling, there is no goals. I hope like this shit is going
it's going to be over like very soon, and
I'll be able to travel. About the trainings, I don't want to rush anything, you know. I don't want to rush anything, and I will share my progress. I will share my trainings with the people on my social media, like how I'm recovering, what I'm doing, what I'm eating, how I'm training, like everything, just to give some knowledge to the people. And I want to do like 60 kg muscle up. I have like some things in my mind, you know, but I don't want to rush the process, you know. No more, bro. Like 22 years I was killing myself like every day. And my mom, she's saying me, you know, you have to understand, you was killing yourself for many years without the doctor, without the therapist, without recovery, without anything. And your body has your limit. Your battery is over. That's why everything was happening to yourself. Because I was in a so bad, like, depression, you know, like, you can't even imagine, you know. I felt so bad, you know, and I was so down, you know, and I just recognized that, oh my God, like, what's going on, what I'm doing to myself, like, how, like, where I am, you know. And right now, finally, I'm recovering, you know, like, I can train. I cannot train, like, with a high intensity, but I can use weights, because my doctor, he provides me with all my trainings. I send him what I'm doing today, what I want to do, how I'm doing, like, everything, you know. So everything is under the control. And yeah, we will see, you know, the time will put everything in the correct places, you know. Nice. And I will show to the people that the limit is only here from 2015, you know, from King of the Bar, because they're asking me, where is your limit? The limit is only here, you know, only in your mind. And I will rise again, and I'm on the way, you know. I'm on the way, and the people that were saying shit about me, and they say Vadim is gone from calisthenics, they're gonna watch my back again, bro. And I swear to God, you know, I swear to God, I just need a bit more time, you know. I just need a bit more time to beat my shit that not others, my shit that I was when I was at the top level of my strengths, you know. I will beat it, you know. And bro, the angriness, I'm so angry from the inside, and it burned me, you know. It burned me, because when I was laying, no one was with me, you know. No one was with me. No one even was contacting me to ask how I am, you know. No one, brother. My mom, my team, and that's it. For real, bro, that's it. No one else. You know, and I don't want to say anything about the people from all over the world, from my friends. Nothing. I have nothing to say to them. You know, I love them. I will support them. I will help them. I will do everything for them. Probably it was the time to understand some things, you know, and I understand them.
Wow. Yeah, sounds like bad times, but like that you took a lot of things with you from these times, and that you can do a restart now. So yeah, and you already answered like the question from Nikita from the community, if you will beat your 50 kg muscle up, so the goal is to do 60 kilos. You just don't know when, because you don't rush yourself anymore.
Soon.
Okay.
Soon, brother. Soon. Okay. I don't want to say anything, you know. I never said something, you know. I just did.
Okay.
I'm going to do it. Then I'm going to share it. And then the people will understand. And I'm on the way. Trust me, brother, I'm on the way. And if I'm on the way, I'm on the way, you know.
Nice. That's good. Another community question that we received from Sally, and it's actually a question that we received quite often when we asked what question we should ask Vadim. It is, did you ever take steroids? And last time, in the last interview, you started like talking about it, but then like the connection.
I know why the people are thinking about why I'm taking steroids because of the gynecomastia from the right side. Mm-hmm. I have it from since 12 years old because of the hormone disbalance, and the doctor saying me it will gone when you will cross 18 because then your hormones will be stable, you know. But it wasn't, and I have it like till now, but it's not because I was taking steroids, you know. I never took steroids in my life. I was using fat burners like T5. It's the hardest one. I was using it when I was in Poland, when I was working. I did the group classes and the personal training, that I had like no power from the training. So that's why I was using some stuff from the outside, like pre-workouts, fat burnings, and all that stuff. So T5 includes caffeine, aspirin, and ephedrine, Echo. So different pre-workouts and all that stuff. But then my nervous system gets fucked, you know, because I understood that I cannot train without it, you know. So it took me another 2 years to go out of that shit, you know, because right now I'm not taking anything, you know, no pre-workouts, no fat burners, like nothing, just a cup of coffee and I'm good, you know. So no steroids, like never, you know. I was thinking to take a hormone, you know, to recover my injuries, you know, but my sport doctor she's saying me that there's like a salty lake. Yesterday I did the story, you know, that I'm on my therapy, you know, so it's like a salty water with a dirty shit. So you have to put it on yourself on the injured places, you know, and then you have to lay this lake, you know, and has to be like 10 or 15 sessions, and then like you will feel much better. So it's supposed to recover all my injuries, you know. I hope so. So like, probably I'm not gonna take any shit from outside, you know, because if you take it from the beginning, so you know, then it makes sense to continue, you know. If you never took it, so then it makes no sense to, you know, to broke yourself, you know, with some shit from outside. And that shit on my right side, like gynecomastia, it's like from 12 years old, you know, and I'm not doing a surgery because it will take me like some, let's say, 1 month to recover from it, you know. And right now it's not the time to stop, you know, like to go out of my trainings for 1 month, you know. I can't. So that's why like I'm not doing it right now, you know. And my doctor, she gives me a medicine that will bring it down, you know. So probably maybe it will remove that shit, you know. So I hope so, you know. If not, then I will do the surgery, like I don't know, maybe in the next years or whatever.
Okay. Well, okay. I think we already covered like crazy topics. We had like I really have to say thank you that you took the time and that you shared so much stuff, even though like it's personal stuff. It's of course it's your job on the one side, but it's like showing weakness, sharing stuff about your personal life, about your health, etc. So I'm thankful that you share this because I think people can learn from it, as you say.
I hope so, because you know they have to understand, they have to enjoy their life, you know. They have to enjoy their life, bro. They're so, like, I understand it just now, so late. There are so many things you have to do in your life, because at 50, you're not going to train that hard like at 25, you know, or even at 30.
at 50, you would like to travel around the world, you would like to eat good, you would like to enjoy your life, you would like to drive a good car, you would like to have a good business, you would like to not go to the work from 8 a.m. till 6 p.m., you know? So there are so many things you have to work on, you know, until you can, because there is a time when everyone will die, you know. So until we die, before we die, we have to enjoy our life and train like you the rest of my life. I say I would prefer to die on my training, you know, with the passion in my heart, with the fire in my heart, you know, because I love it. So that's why I totally changed everything in my life from now. Everything in my life. I will improve. I'm going to improve myself, but smart.
Get it. Nice. So, we're coming to quick questions with quick answers before we end this episode we end the interview. So, first question, pizza or burger? What do you prefer?
I'm not eating both of them.
Never.
Like, bro, I don't remember the last time when I was eating pizza or burger. You know, sometimes it happens, but it's not like a McDonald's or KFC. It's like a good Italian pizza or a good, like a really good healthy burger, you know, with a good bread, with a good grilled meat, like with the good vegetables, with a good sauce. You know, it's not like a piece of shit just to eat something, just to put something in yourself, you know? Mm. So that's why.
Okay.
Nah. I love both of them, you know. It's depend where. I mean, here in Ukraine, it's hard to find, there is like a really, really good restaurant, you know, that I really, really like, but I would prefer, for example, to eat pizza in Italy, you know. Like, for real, you know.
Yeah. Get it. Okay. What is your favorite food?
Favorite? It's a hard question, you know. I don't have a favorite, like, for real, I don't have a favorite food. I'm eating like homemade food or in a restaurant, like something healthy, you know, just a healthy food. Like, my favorite food, it's a healthy food, you know. Yeah. That's it. Like, there's no like some favorite meal or like, I don't know, recipe or whatever, you know.
Okay, when you eat, is it more important for you that it tastes good or that it's healthy? What is the focus on?
Both.
Okay, nice. Because like I know the bodybuilding quote that people say food doesn't have to taste good, it has to work out, you know, it has to work for my body.
Bro, I cannot eat the food that I don't like, you know. If it smells bad, I'm not gonna eat it. If it tastes bad, I'm not gonna eat it, you know. I have to love it, you know, to eat it, you know. So for me, the both things are really important. I'm not gonna eat like piece of shit just because it's healthy, you know.
Okay.
It's fucked up for real. So like, it's not gonna work for me.
Okay. Nice. What is your favorite country in the world? Where would you, like, for holiday, for traveling in general?
Italy? Bro, it's my soul and my heart is there. People, food, atmosphere, weather, sea, beach, fruits, kitchen, all. I love all, bro. I've been in many countries, you know, but my favorite, you know, I have so many, like, countries that I really like Guatemala, like Mexico, like Colombia, some countries from Asia. Like, there's so many, you know, for real, there are so many, but the favorite one is Italy, you know. Every time I come there for the 4-3 days, you know, I always staying there for 2 or 3 months, you know. I don't know how the fuck it's happening, you know, but every time it's happening, you know, I just like broke my ticket, you know, in the front of camera, and I say, okay guys, I'm just staying here in Italy, you know, because I really love it, you know, and I have a lot of friends there in the different regions, you know, in the different countries, in the different cities, you know. So like, I'm just like, I go there
for 1 week, then right back there, then I go like, you know. So it's like, okay for me, you know. But Italy is my favorite country.
Nice. Do you have a favorite calisthenics athlete or somebody like a hero, an idol, like somebody like?
I never had it, and I don't have it till today.
Okay.
I was just watching on myself, you know. I was, you know, I don't understand. I really appreciated the people watching me, that the people I won't say my fans. They are my community. They are my people, you know. It's not my fans. I won't say my fans. I never say my fans, you know. This is my community. This is my people that are supporting me from all over the globe, you know. And I am really grateful for it, you know. They're supporting me because I was working so fucking hard to reach the level that I have, like, till today, you know, right now. And they're supporting me because I'm kicking my ass, you know, not because of something, just because of the hard work, you know. And I really appreciate each of them, and I really would like to shake a hand of each of them around the world, you know. It will be a pleasure for me, and not for them, for me, because they're supporting me, you know. And no idol, bro. You don't need to have an idol. You have to become an idol. You don't need to have an idol. You have to become an idol. It was my goal at my beginning. I don't have no one like idol, like guys that I was watching on them. Okay, I want to be like him. I want to reach his level. Like, but no, never, bro. Like, never. And I'm not gonna have it like later, you know.
Okay. Yeah, interesting. Okay. Do you have a favorite skill, like from freestyle, from statics, something your favorite skill?
You know, like, I'm able to do freestyle, like a good one, like mine that, yeah, I'm creating, you know, and on the deep bars, on the P bars, on the bar, like freestyle, push or whatever, you know, I love everything. If you ask me about calisthenics, I love all, like everything. For example, weighted muscle ups, I don't know, weighted calisthenics, freestyle calisthenics, just body weight calisthenics, whatever, you know, I really like it. I don't like flying, like 360, this shit, like, I really hate it, you know. It makes no sense. You're skinny as fuck, you know. You're just flying around the bar, you know, without, like, you cannot do one clean muscle, but you're flying, you know. So for me, it's like, it's fucked up, you know. But right now, all the championships, you know, they're based on it, you know. Other people like to do it, so I'm going to support them, but I'm not going to do it, you know.
Okay. Get it. What was the best calisthenics event you've ever been at?
Ooh, bro, there was so many, bro. Like, oh my God, bro, like, I provide, like, more than, bro, hundreds of workshops, like, judging. I don't know how many, like, bro, I don't know. Like, to be honest, I don't know. Like, so many different events, so many different, like, emotions, you know, so different, so many different memories, you know, like, so many events, you know. I cannot say I have I have my favorite one. No, like, I, like, in my heart, there is a piece of each event, you know, like, in my heart, in my soul, in my mind, like, from each event, I took something for myself, you know. I learned something, I met new people, I got new experience, like I learned a lot from each trip, you know. So there is no my favorite or the biggest or like whatever. From each even where when there was like six people on my workshop, you know, I really enjoyed, you know, and I take it like as a lesson, you know. I take it like as experience, you know. And when there was like 450 people on my workshop, and I was providing the workshop with the microphone, so it was another lesson in my life, you know. So I take everything as a lesson, you know, and everything take a part in my heart, you know, each event, each person, each minute, you know. So like, it means really a lot for me, you know, the traveling, to make the workshops, to share my experience, to share the knowledge that I've got through many years. It's a pleasure for me, you know, because I want people go through the same mistakes, you know, that I did in my past, you know. I want people grow. I want people to become better than me. This is my goal. I'm teaching people the stuff that I learned through many years and through many mistakes, you know. So I want them to go without it, you know, to go properly. If I know how, so why should I not share it to the people? That's actually why I really love to share it to the people. That's why it's like traveling, it's a part of my life. I will travel till the rest of my life. Like if I don't have 90, you know, I'm going to travel and to teach people. I swear to God, bro, if I'm not gonna die before someone, like I'm going to do it, you know.
Nice. That's a good attitude. If you have to decide between weighted, like endurance and body weight, or skills, which training method would you do? Like if you are just allowed to use one?
No, right now my system are based only on the weighted.
Mm-hmm.
I have some trainings like with the skills, you know, but so like once a month, you know, once in a few weeks, like something like that, you know, but no more.
Weighted, skills, or body weight?
Weighted, brother. Weighted, because right now, like, everything is based on the weighted calisthenics. So, for example, one day I'm doing lower body, another one I'm doing, like, I don't know, weighted muscle ups, dragon flex, some handstand push-ups. On the next day, I'm doing, again, legs, then again weighted, but supersets, then rest, stretching, like swimming, whatever, sauna, then again like some skills, one arm prone lever raises, like whatever, then again legs. So like weighted, you know, but yeah. I'm doing everything, you know. Sometimes if I have no equipment and I have like just a simple bar, so I'm just doing body weight, you know. So it's like favorite, of course, it's a weighted, you know, because you get bigger, you get stronger, you know. But I work not on one rep. I mean, I also work on one rep, but not on the pull-ups and on the dips. Only in muscle up, I'm working on the one rep, and the other stuff I'm doing, for example, four reps with the 60, with the 80 kg, with the 20 kg supersets, like something like that, you know.
Okay. Nice. If people want to reach you, if people want to get in touch with you, how can they contact you? Like, can they write to you on Instagram or?
Yeah, they can write me on Instagram. I always answer if it's like some smart questions, you know.
Can I get a shout out? That's the typical question. But yeah.
Shout out?
No, like people who write to you, can I get a shout out? Like I guess I bet that people also ask you that.
Why not?
Yeah.
Why not?
Okay. No. Nice. So yeah, we will put all the links of Vadim in the description, like YouTube, Instagram, Facebook. You're not that active, right?
It's active. Active.
Okay.
I will send you the links for my social media. I mean, I don't know how to send the link from my Instagram, so you have to do it by yourself.
Yeah, we will do that. It's all good.
who wants to find me, they will find me, you know?
That's true. Nice. So, we are coming to...
I'm not living in the shadow, you know?
That's true. So we're coming to an end of the interviews even. And before you can end the episode, Vadim, I want to say thank you to everybody listening to this till the end, because I think now it's around 2 hours, this interview. So it's crazy, crazy long. And yeah, everybody who listens to this till the end, it's crazy. And if you have any questions to Vadim, you can send him an Instagram message, follow him, do whatever you want. But thanks a lot for following. Thanks a lot for your time, Vadim. It's really a pleasure to talk to you. And thanks a lot for your
support. It's also my pleasure, bro. Thank you so much. And shaking your hand, bro. bro. So, good night, bro. Thank you once again for the interview. It was a pleasure for me. And thank you guys for watching us. I hope you learned something. And I'm gonna rise so hard, you know.